Oz Desai is the general manager at Corporate Traveller. And Oz, this leaves, you know, lots of passengers high and dry. We've seen passengers accommodated on aircraft over the last couple of days. But a lot of people are still going to be waiting for refunds from Comair. What's going to happen now that Comair is going out of business rescue and into liquidation?
Good evening, Bruce, and thanks for having me back. It's devastating news, as you mentioned earlier. It's an organization that's been around for almost 80 years. Consumers are going to be irate. There have been reaccommodation policies in place for BA-affected flights onto Aer Lingus. Ultimately, it sits with the consumer and the financial institutions that they bank with, as well as the business practitioner or the liquidation process. Unfortunately, in these kind of experiences in the past, as you quoted, it's happened a few times in the past, you ultimately become one of the creditors to the process. However, what you could do is lodge it with your financial institution. If you paid by card, you could get a chargeback. And that's what we did back in the day when the one time it went down. That was a way where many consumers were able to recover some of their funds.
Okay. So, I mean, there is some hope, but you may very well be joining a long queue of individuals. And we know in a liquidation process, it comes down to cents in the rand at the end of it, simply because often, you know, there are lots of people at the front of the queue who are far pushier than perhaps the customers are ultimately. Have we had too many airlines in South Africa? Not too much competition for relatively few routes and not that many passengers, Oz? What's your view on it as we lose 40%? 40% of flights in the country.
Yeah, and that's the big number. The reality is we were probably at about 80-90% of pre-COVID levels a few weeks ago with regards to capacity in the domestic market. And with BA Comair out of the fray, that's going to reduce capacity, to your point, at about 45%. You're ultimately left with a handful of airlines which are a lot more stable and have been flying consistently. It's sort of a deja vu where we were at the start of the pandemic. I think we spoke about this in June, July, kind of going, we need more inventory, we need more capacity to get things going. And it's going to be ultimately up to the key players, the guys that have had longevity and success in the industry, to look at that between having capability to get additional aircraft, but it also needs to make financial sense for them that these aircraft are used effectively and they're going to get loads on it. I do foresee other players putting up additional capacity in the coming weeks as they can to pick up key and critical routes, but it is ultimately a waiting game, and I don't think we'll quickly get back to the capacity we have. We might get to 60 or 70%, you know, in the next 2 to 3 months.
Is the end of cheap air travel in South Africa, at least for now?
Yeah, listen, I think we've always seen challenges globally with oil prices and the impact of it. If you've flown locally, you would have seen the prices are a little bit higher. I think there are still competitive airfares out there. I booked a flight this morning to go see my family in a few weeks' time, and it wasn't astronomically high. The key is just booking in advance. That generally helps, but it will have an impact on the fare. Percentage-wise, you know, I'll take a calculated guess and say maybe 20 to 30% more. But if there's anything in the short term, in the immediate next few weeks, those unfortunately will be higher because it's not planned for.
Yeah. Oz Desai, thank you. General Manager at Corporate Traveller.